But once again, at the 2015 BI Swine Vet Seminar here in Orlando, Florida, and Dr. Joe Connor, president of the Carthage Vet Services, just got off the stage, and he was talking to us a little bit about PEDV and the update across North America. What have we done right? What have we done wrong? What does the future hold? One really big question that you tried to tackle today. So kind of tell me what we've done right over the past 2 years.
Well, Jamie, the industry identified the virus very quickly, and we immediately started into a number of pathways from research to biocontainment to epidemiological investigations about how the virus was moving, and also in survivability and control strategies within the herds themselves. The veterinary profession did an outstanding job of learning and understanding how to minimize losses, how to improve reproductive performance after the virus entered the herd, and then ultimately how to eliminate the virus out of the individual herds. At the same time, we also, as an industry, funded a number of different studies looking at very short-term needed information that would help us drive those decisions. Many of those were critical in terms of survivability of the virus, how to prevent contamination between transport and entry into the herd, how important is disinfection, drying of trailers. And that information was very quickly disseminated out in many different methods to the various stakeholders.
Well, as you just mentioned, the amount of research that's been gone, and that's key to finding out anything. You identified that, we can't grow the virus, so there's a big weakness in that. Immunity, transportation, and, a big kick on education. And you list a number of other things that research produced to tell us what we have learned about the virus. What do you feel is the most important aspect of that information that will push us forward to have a successful outcome in the very near future?
I think that the most important part of that is how do we think about where our risks are in fecal-oral transmitted pathogens, of which this is one of several that we deal with. And what we hope moving forward is that the research and our practical application will decrease the transmission of oral fecal pathogens. And it would look like if we look at the drop in TGE cases that's been reported over the last two winters. There's also some suggestions that the reduction in PRS activity the last 2 years may have some linkage to our better biosecurity. So even though we had an insult to our industry, we may look back and say that at least re-intensification of things we knew what we had to do were very, very helpful in reducing the transmission not only of enteric coronaviruses, but also other viruses.
Well, do we have a model for the future? Are we ready to tackle this head on?
Oh, absolutely. We are ready. This model, when you start thinking about it, is very complex because it has a number of stakeholders, all the way from producers to researchers to diagnosticians to veterinarians to government animal health officials to marketers of our product globally. So when we think about that model and we think about the production model we have in the U.S., the complexity then increases because of the movement of pigs. It's an opportunity for us to look at what are the key building blocks of a successful model that will get us to the end goal, which is one, protecting our U.S. industry, two, understanding better than we do today what are the global risks to us so that we are focusing on the right pathogens, and then two, scenario that would allow us to manage those pathogens when they really entered our production systems.
Take home message.
great job by the industry, by the veterinary profession, all of the stakeholders. We opened ourselves up to work together again. Last part of the message is we've got more to do. This was a wake-up call for us. We can take what it exemplified to us and carry that forward to protect our industry.
Well, thank you, Joe. Once again, talking with Dr. Joe Connor, Carthage Vet Services, here at the 2015 BIVI Swine Health Seminar. I'm Jamie Johansson.